The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We are about ready for kickoff here at Bomber Stadium, and it is a dry Bomber Stadium for the first time this season. Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Here's the kick. It's a line drive kick down the middle. Hits one of the Bombers. It's going to be picked up at about the 14-yard line. The return by Logan Walker out to about the 25, 26-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start with their first possession of the evening.
Well, that's a dangerous kick because he kicked it low, line drive, took a bounce, hit Junior Williams in the knee and bounced sideways, and Logan had to run, get it, and then turn it upfield. That's, you know, you want to sell those uniform kicks. You talk about, kick it to me, let me catch it and run. Don't kick it on the ground and let anything else happen to it.
Bombers' first possession of the night. Dawson Tabor back at quarterback for Mountain Home after missing last week's game due to the concussion. And Bombers start from the 26.
Big old line splits this week. Spread them out.
Ball is going to be kept on that read option, and about a 4, maybe a 5-yard pickup for Tabor on first down, now just across the 30-yard line.
You know, once again, you know, they're giving us that same look everybody gives us, trying to take away the A-gap on either side for the fullback, and they hit Junior pretty quick. Dawson did a good job pulling it and stepping on the corner. You know, bigger line splits up front than I've seen us have all year long, trying to make some alleyways to run the football and just confuse the defense a little bit.
Peter split out wide left. Bombers start to line up, and we've got time. Is the kicking tee still out there?
Yes.
I think they just realized it. Kicking tee still back at the 40-yard line, so they get that taken care of. 11-17 left in this opening quarter, just getting things started. Homecoming 2018, Mountain Home in Jacksonville. Second and 5 here for Mountain Home. Tabor under center on that option read. He's going to keep it himself. Has a first down run across the 35. Bounces the way out across the 40 and a first down, Mountain Home.
Well, Jacksonville, they've got a defense I've not seen before. They've got 4 defensive linemen. They're walking a linebacker up in the guard center gap on the left-hand side. And he's standing there, and one linebacker standing off line of scrimmage about 3 yards. But they've got 8 football players within about 3 to 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, you know, that Dawson's going to have to do that all night long to open up the middle.
That was a 10-yard pickup. It's first down for Mountain Home. Tabor with the handoff this time to Junior Williams. He's going to pick up about 2 on the play out to the 43 right up the gut.
And they're pinching tight inside right there, trying to take that football, the fullback away from you. You know, you're going to have to make them defend the field sideways, and Dawson's going to, he's going to end up pulling the ball and having a pretty good night.
We saw him 2 weeks ago here. Rush for, 95 yards, something like that. Had a very good evening. By far, it was his best game offensively, and then unfortunately missed last week with that concussion. Second down here for Mountain Home. Second and 8 from the Bomber 43. And the give is to Junior. Bounces off one tackler. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40, up the right sideline. 35-30. Cuts it back in. Dragged down inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. It's a 34-yard run for Junior Williams.
And boy, good job up front that time with the offensive line. Got those wide splits. Ran it a little wider than we did on the first couple plays. Junior was able to run through an arm tackle at the line of scrimmage and get picked up a couple blocks downfield and made a run like we're used to seeing him do, Brad.
3 of the officials are just talking, but there's no flag. I'm not sure what they're discussing. You don't see that very often unless there's a flag thrown.
Took a long time to spot the football.
34-yard pickup for Junior on the second down run. So the Bombers at the Jacksonville 23, opening drive of the ball game. 9:47 left first quarter. Junior's going to get it again, and he's going to be stacked up at about the 20. He'll pick up three on first down.
That's a good football play right there. You know, 3 yards and just positive, fall forward, get your legs up, run hard. Junior, he's still a load to tackle. I mean, if he gets his shoulders down, knees up, he's tough to tackle, and just keep making positive plays. Don't want to get behind the chains or long yardage situations.
9:17 left, opening quarter. Just getting this one underway. Bombers with the opening drive of the ball game. Two receivers and a tight end on the right side. Back to the eye this time. And the pitch comes to Hershberger in the backfield. He's going to bounce off one tackler, take it to about the 17-yard line.
That's an excellent job right there, making something positive out of what could have been a big negative. We went unbalanced with a split in and a slot back to this side, ran the ball back to the near side. Jacksonville did a good job of reading the play, got up the field. Tabor did a good job of getting rid of it on the pitch. Wasn't the picture-perfect pitch that you want to see on the option. Kind of scares you to death when that happens, but Hershberger did a good job of turning it into a positive.
Blake Pope into the ballgame. He's tight end on the left side now for Mountain Home. It's third down at about 4, and the ball is given to – oh, well, it's kept instead. The pitch goes back. Well, it was on the ground. I wasn't sure if it had been fumbled or not. It was on the ground. That 18-yard line is where the ball winds up. It's going to be a loss of 1 on the play.
You know, those big splits, we're taking them to spread them out a little bit. That's a double-edged sword. You spread them out, but you give them a pretty good-sized gap to run through when you do that. So you got to be able to cut those legs out from under them pretty quick when you run the option.
Fourth down here for Mountain Home. Fourth at about 5. They've got to get to the 13 to move the chains and keep the drive going. A whistle and got a timeout called by Jacksonville. 7:45 left in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
7:45 left opening quarter. Mountain Home and Jacksonville here for homecoming tonight. Bombers with a fourth down. Bob, this has been a nice opening drive at this point. We'd love to see this conversion and keep it going.
Well, you know, it has been a great drive. This is something that's happened to us all year long. It seems like we made good yardage on first down. Had a bad play on second down. No gain on third down. So, you know, fourth and 5 is not somewhere we need to be.
Fourth and 5 from the 18-yard line for Mountain Home. And the play action, pass right side to Junior Williams. 10-5, touchdown, Mountain Home. Boy, what a great job of Dawson Tabor hiding the football on the play action and hitting his fullback out of the backfield for the touchdown.
That was something we hadn't seen this year. That was an excellent call, excellent design play. You fake it to Junior. You know, if they're in man coverage because they're playing the run so hard, nobody accounted for the fullback coming out of the backfield wide open. And you said it, Tabor did a great job of hiding the football, had pressure, turned around and got rid of it quick, found the receiver, knew who he was going to be. Just a all-around good play.
You mentioned nobody accounted for Williams. Even after he caught the ball, there wasn't anybody within 10 or 15 yards of him.
We had one receiver, and he was downfield blocking the defender out of the end zone.
Now we got a procedure penalty against Mountain Home on the extra points. And that's going to back the Bombers up 5 yards, and Tabor will have to kick it a little extra to get the extra point here. 7:38 left in this opening quarter, and the Bombers have scored a touchdown on their opening drive for the first time this season. Here's the extra point. Good kick from Tabor, and it is good. 7-0, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Well, here we go with the ensuing kickoff. This is Cardenas kicking for Mountain Home and a little pooch kick. I'm going to try to drop it back in behind the first line of the receiving team. And the ball is actually on the ground, but I think there's a gray jersey on top of it.
No pooch kick over. They did a good job kicking it over the head of the first line right there. Put it where he wanted to, I think.
Jacksonville is recovered. It is Jacksonville ball. So we saw Fournet last week put several in the end zone kicking off, and Carlos Cardenas kicks off this time and did a pretty good job with that pooch kick.
He did.
So Jacksonville will start at their own 31-yard line with their first possession of the evening. And, again, they've got a couple of different quarterbacks, Shavarius Curley and Mason Wallace, both seniors, one a better passer, one a better runner. 7:34 left opening quarter. The Bombers have scored just 7 points in their first five games in the first half. They put seven up on their first possession of the night here this evening. Here's a handoff. This is Isaac Johnson on a sweep to the right side. He has stacked up a gain of maybe one. Well played by that Bomber defense.
Well, they did a good job. You know, sometimes the first guy doesn't have to make the tackle. Make that running back run sideways. Make him do something till the defense gets there. We did a much better job of pursuing to the football. And, you know, I'm anxious to see how we play ahead. This first time we've been ahead all year long.
Yes.
I'm anxious to see the enthusiasm and the way they play.
This is Curley that's the quarterback in the game right now.
Is he the thrower or the runner?
I'm not sure. I felt lucky to get his name from Coach Hickenbotham's a really good guy, but he was busy all week. Had a hard time catching up with him. Here's Johnson again on the right side. He's going to kind of jitterbug through the line and winds up for about a 7-yard gain.
You have to get off in blocks up there and keep them off the linebackers.
6-yard carry out to the 38-yard line, so it's 3rd and 3 coming up here for the Titans. Red Devils was in my head, but I didn't say it. I will. Still doesn't seem right after all those years. Johnson is the tailback. They go to the pistol formation now. This is Curley. He will give it to Johnson. Starts up the middle, bounces to the left. He has a first down run across the 40 to about the 43-yard line, and the Titans move the chains.
Just getting it to the running back deep in the backfield, letting him find a hole or find a crease to run through. Your offensive front doing a good job getting on blocks. We're going to have to get off those blocks. And
ball at about the 43-yard line. First down for Jacksonville. 5:55 left opening quarter. The Bombers scored on their first possession of the night. They lead at 7-0. Jacksonville operating right to left. And the play action. The quarterback, Curley, rolling to the right. Looking. He's got a man wide open at the 30. This is going to be a touchdown for Jacksonville. The receiver gets back in behind the defender that time who bit on the play action. And it's a touchdown for Jacksonville. That's Kewan Palmer on the receiving end of the touchdown for the Titans.
Well, that's what we talked about earlier. We can't give up those big plays like that. The big pass plays have just killed us, and it wasn't anywhere within 12 or 15 yards of that receiver that time.
A 57-yard pass play, and the Titans an extra point away from tying this one up. Here's the snap back, and the kick is blocked. Picked back up by the holder, and he's going to run it in for a two-point conversion. Did he just pull that down when the defense was there?
I think he did because I didn't see the ball go anywhere. I mean, it.
I don't think it was ever kicked. Could you tell, Sonny? I couldn't tell, but it turns into a two-point conversion as Curley runs it in. So with 5:38 left in this opening quarter, it's 8-7 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hall of Fame coach Barry Switzer.
I was born and raised in Crossett, Arkansas and played football at Fayetteville. As a head coach, I won 3 national championships with the Sooners and a Super Bowl in Dallas. As a resident of Oklahoma, I can tell you casino gaming has been the biggest boost to our state treasury since the oil boom. That's money spent in Oklahoma that stays in Oklahoma. Arkansas has been losing casino money to other states. You can keep that money at home and bring in new money from other states. On November the 6th, vote yes on issue 4.
Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Well, the kickoff is going to get into the end zone for the touchback. I thought that may have touched one of the Bombers, but the official says no, he's going to...
Well, dead as soon as he crosses the goal line. That's the high school, right. It's dead.
So the Bombers will have it at the 20-yard line. 8-7, Jacksonville with the lead. Red Devil, there I did it, the Titans scoring.
Yep.
It won't be the last time either, I guarantee you.
Didn't make it through the first quarter.
The Titans scoring exactly 2 minutes after the Bombers did. Well, the nice opening. Go ahead.
You just got to keep the ball away from them.
Yep.
Long drives, no mistake, keep the ball away from them.
Tabor on the toss sweep. Ball's on the ground as Hershberger couldn't hang on to it. And Hershberger's able to get back and fall on the football. It's going to be a loss on the play of about 3 back to the 17-yard line.
Just a pitch sweep right there, trying to get some blocks. Had some blocks set up on the end, just couldn't hang on to the football.
5:16 to go here in this opening quarter. 8-7, Jacksonville leads it. Red Devils and kind of a great uniform with black numerals and red trim. The Bombers, of course, in their blue home uniforms with the white pants and the white numerals. Tabor will keep it after faking the handoff to Junior Williams. Tabor straight ahead back to the 20. Picks up the 3 they lost on first down, so we're looking at 3rd and 10.
Well, they pinched hard that time. Got the Junior right at the mesh point right there, and Tabor didn't have a choice but to pull it. Got the fumble yardage back, but still 3rd and 10 is...
Jose Alonso will bring the play in from the sideline. He'll be the wide out on the left side. 4:28 left in this first quarter. It's an 8-7 Jacksonville lead. 3rd and 10. Tabor wants to pass. Looking left side and overshoots the receiver. He was looking for Alonso. Alonso looked like he'd cut the route off, and Tabor was throwing well down the field.
He threw well down the field that time. A little collision back there, but not enough for pass interference.
So the Bombers, after a nice opening drive where they marched 64 yards for a touchdown, go 3 and out on their second possession. Isaac Johnson is the return man for Jacksonville. He stands on near the 50-yard line now, waiting the punt from Dylan Pausch. Pausch, a rugby-style punter. He'll catch it, roll to his right with it, and then get the kick away. Low line drive kick, but it takes a mountain home bounce. Johnson picks it up at his own 44-yard line. Running to the right, breaks a tackle across the 50 to about the 48 of mountain home, and Jacksonville is going to start on the plus side of the 50-yard line with their second drive.
Jacksonville, they subscribe to that old theory of when because the ball was caught on midfield to this side, and the old school thing, we always returned it to the home side, so the jerseys gets mixed in with the ones on your side, and tacklers can't pick it out.
4:08 left in the opening quarter. 8-7 Jacksonville with the lead. Curley still in a quarterback. The running back runs behind him. He decides to keep it. He's going to run out of bounds at the 40. We got a pretty good spot at the 43-yard line. Yeah. Pickup of about five.
Yeah, that was a run pretty much all the way. Receivers down the field. He was just going to tuck it and run.
We've not seen Wallace in the game yet, a quarterback for the Titans. So far it's been Curley on these first two possessions. Second and five coming up now for Jacksonville. They signal the play in from the sideline.
Now look for something back to the wide side of the field. They're on the near hash mark.
Palmer, the wide out on the right side. They go with the four receiver set. Johnson on the right side of the quarterback. They will fake to him. Quarterback keeps it. This is Curley at the left side. Steps out of bounds with a first down run. He's going to be at the 36-yard line, a pickup of about seven.
That's just spread you out and run between you right there is what they're doing. Doing a good job of spreading us out with the four wide receivers and quarterback running the football.
So a fresh set of downs now for Jacksonville with 3:56 left in this opening quarter. Titans lead it by one. Back to the pistol formation now for Curley. He wants to pass. Standing in the pocket now. A few steps to his left. Directing a receiver. The pass is incomplete. Almost intercepted by Logan Walker. The receiver had no shot. Walker's the only one that had a chance to catch that.
Did a good job buying some time, of course, with a three-man rush. We got to be careful. Don't let him on the outside and those outside linebackers' ends run off with the receivers and him make big yardage running the football.
3:48 left in the opening quarter. One receiver on each side this time, and the handoff is to the tailback, and into the game of tailback that time is Jacob Perry, a senior running back. Perry is going to take it inside the 35 to the 33 with a three-yard gain. So third and seven coming up here for Jacksonville. Palmer, who caught the touchdown on the last drive for the Titans, checks back in. He'll be one of the wideouts. They'll send trips to the right side, a single receiver on the near side. And Curley's going to run to the right side where those three receivers were. Design run, spins out of a tackle at the 31, takes it to the 29-yard line, scoring up fourth and about three here for Jacksonville.
Good job reacting to the play that time. Defense did trips to the wide side. And they did a real good job of pinning him up.
So fourth and three for Jacksonville. They'll keep the offense out there with 2:40 left in this opening quarter. Let's see if the Bomber defense can step up and get a stop here. Down to 15 seconds left on the play clock. Jacksonville's not even signaling a play in. They're going to let this run down, take a timeout and talk about it, figure out what they want to do on fourth and three. And there's the timeout. We'll break. 2:19 left in the first quarter. Jacksonville up 8-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Well, 2:19 left in this opening quarter. Jacksonville looking at a fourth and three coming up here from the Bomber 29-yard line. They've got to get it right to the 26 to move the chains. And Coach Hickenbotham wanted to talk this one over before they decided what to do offensively here. This is already a big play in this ball game.
Yes, it is. Got to play tough. You don't want to give up a big play, though. Oh.
Curley, the quarterback. Johnson, the running back. Curley will. Oh, we got a flag, and It's going to be offsides, Mountain home, and a free first down.
Oh. Yeah, we were trying to bring pressure off the end. We jumped across prior to the snap.
Wow. So that's the second penalty for 10 yards against Mountain home in this first half. And boy, that's a big one. That gives them
that
a first down.
Hurts right there.
And it was fourth and three. Had a chance to stop them and get the ball back. So now first down for Jacksonville at the Mountain Home 24-yard line. 2:17 left in this first quarter. And the give is to Johnson. Started left, but comes back to his right. Bruce slips out of a tackle at about the 15 and fights his way down to the 10-yard line. A pickup of 14 on first down.
Oh, he's not a big kid, Brad. He's got great quickness. I mean, he hits the hole real quick and able to move laterally. And
he's a slippery runner, too,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is.
First down for the Titans. It's going to be first and goals. The nose of the ball is on the 10-yard line, so they cannot get a first down. They'll have to reach the end zone. First and goal. Two receivers to the left side. Curley out of the gun once again. He's going to roll right, and he's going to be downed. And a nice play helping Tatum Bashiers coming up to make the stop after Curley had slipped, and Bashiers would get credit for the tackle.
Well, Bashiers did a good job coming up quick on the corner, made Curley plant his foot, and his foot went out from under him and was able to make the tackle right there. So real good defensive play.
1:24 left in the first quarter. Jacksonville up 8-7. Back to the pistol formation now for Curley with Johnson behind him. And the toss to Johnson on the sweep coming to the near side. And hit in the backfield, breaks off that. Knocked out of bounds at the 8-yard line. A 6-yard gain.
We've got to make that tackle. Had him in the backfield, did a good job of containing. We have to make that tackle back there. Have to make it.
Had the chance for it to actually be probably about a 2-yard loss.
Yes, you can't, you know, you got to run through them. You can't sit and wait on them and not move your feet. And we were in position, just didn't move our feet, and he broke outside.
So now it's third and goal from the 8-yard line for Jacksonville. Again, they'll go to the pistol formation, a receiver on each side. And the receiver on the right side jumped, and they're going to back Jacksonville up 5 yards. Oh, Sonny thinks it's on us. Let's see. Penalty is on us. Good call, Sonny. Mountain Home offsides. So they'll move it half the distance to the goal. It's a 4-yard penalty down to the 4-yard line. The Mountain Home penalized 3 times now for 14 yards in this first half. Well, now the officials are talking, 3 of them getting together. Coaches from both sides out on the field.
Probably need to get together and talk about it before you make a signal.
Yes.
Because it's going to look bad if you change it.
Yes, it will. Here's the referee with the indication now, and they're going to call it a procedure penalty against Jacksonville. And now Coach Hickenbotham's not very happy. No, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Nope.
You don't make the call. Now the White Hat's going to have to go over and explain it to him.
So the penalty against Jacksonville, their first of this first half. 1:02 left in this first quarter. And now it's third and goal from the 13. They've got a pretty good kicker this year with Dallas Colford. Two receivers on each side. Back to pass is Curley. Rolling to the right now, looking across the middle, has it complete at the 6-yard line, and the tackle made, and a flag comes in, and I'm afraid we're going to have a face mask.
Probably going to be a face mask right there, and he didn't see the receiver wide open in the end zone. He was looking short and didn't see the receiver down the field, but it's not going to matter. It's going to be a personal foul, I think.
The play goes to the 8, so they pick up 5 yards on the pass play. And it's a face mask call against Mountain. He did not indicate personal foul, so
we have the distance.
Half the distance moves it to the 4. So 5 yards on the pass play. And a 4-yard penalty against Mountain Home, and it's third down. Third and goal from the 4. And Curley rolls right. He is going to reach in for the end zone, and he's got it. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Just a little option play. There wasn't much option to it. Just there's a pitch man out there, but I don't think he had the ball tucked. I don't think he had any intentions of pitching it. I wasn't on the goal line.
So with 38 seconds left, Jacksonville extending the lead. Now we've got a flag, and we've got unsportsmanlike conduct against Mountain Home and against Jacksonville. They're going to get both teams early with that and try to take care of the jawing that's going on, obviously, down on the field. So now the extra point try for Jacksonville.
Let's see if he... I'm going to watch this time, Sippy.
Well, Matt pointed out to us, our producer back at the station, you know, if they block that kick in high school, it's a dead ball.
If you notice,
this one is good, barely.
But the holder's only about 5 yards deep. Normally you're 7 to 8 yards deep.
Yes.
He's very shallow.
That's odd. Extra points good. We'll break. 38 seconds left in the first quarter. 15-7 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
Well, Jacksonville kicks off from the Mountain Home 45-yard line, which means they assess the penalty against Mountain Home for that unsportsmanlike conduct, which is odd because, Bob, we both saw the official point to both teams.
He pointed both ways.
Bombers with 4 penalties for 29 yards in that first quarter. We saw some penalties 2 weeks ago, the last home game here against Jonesboro, that were costly. And it was a penalty on 4th down that kept that drive alive for Jacksonville. And they wound up with points out of it. 15-7, Jacksonville with the lead. Bombers down with their third possession. Scored a touchdown on the first one, 3 and out on the second. Tabor will keep it on the read option, and he's going to find his way across the 22 to the 23. Actually, the 24 is where they'll finally put him down.
Jacksonville defensive linemen look like they're just crabbing in and trying not to let our offensive linemen get off the ball very hard. It's tough for Junior to find a seam that way. It's probably going to be a little bit wider than the A-gap on either side for him to seam, but Tabor's going to have that opportunity all that long, but it's going to be the end of the quarter.
We played one quarter. It's Jacksonville 15, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.